Always interested in healthcare, I asked my proofreader what blood type she is. She responded, type O. Introduction. Please look past my typos, corny jokes, and grammatical errors, and understand that if all you do with this book is replace bad health habits with good ones, and learn how stem cells, exosomes, and PRP are meant for you, then your outlook on old age and life will change forever. I want to help you. Listen up. I'm here to lend a helping hand and maybe even make you laugh and cry along the way. First things first, I want to give you an honest picture of where your health stands today. That's why I'm sharing my own story with you. But hey, if at any point during this book you feel like you need some specific guidance, I've got your back. I'll connect you with a free consultation call with my co-author, Dr. Yvonne Portillo, board-certified medical doctor. In fact, you can call us right now and set an appointment if after hours leave a message, 385-373-9166. Now, I am not a medical doctor myself. I do not practice medicine, but I am a lifetime student of alternative medicine, and I did see and learn a thing or two as a medical army commander during Operation Iraqi Freedom. I was privileged and honored to stand up and command the very first U.S. Army community-based healthcare organization in the Western United States. Through my 29 years of Army duty, I have seen and experienced peacetime training accidents that make you scratch your head. I've been a part of small incidents to disastrous ones, like failing to toss my smoke grenade soon enough, and catching my sleeve on fire, and smoke burning all the flesh off my forearm, to intense catastrophic incidents, like a soldier's decapitation from a tank turret at Fort Lewis, or hearing the soldier dying next to me in a makeshift hospital in Ranger School at Fort Benning, screaming out in agony his last breaths of life. Our brave American soldiers continue to make and have made profound sacrifices, not just in training, but in the combat zones of Iraq and Afghanistan, and in multiple other volatile countries. In Logan, Utah, I was privileged to award the Purple Heart to an amputee soldier. Let me share a pivotal moment. I stand in Logan, Utah, preparing to award the Purple Heart to a soldier who lost his leg. The Purple Heart, with its deep historical roots, stretching back to General George Washington in 1782, stands as a testament to timelessness. It's a symbol that, despite the changing landscape of warfare and the evolution of technology, remains a consistent marker of sacrifice and valor. This enduring emblem, heart-shaped and imprinted with Washington's profile, is awarded to those wounded or killed in service. The weight of history and gratitude carried by this medal is immeasurable. As I handed this ageless symbol to my 84-year-old father, the atmosphere thickened with reverence. Tears formed in his eyes, reflecting not just the immediate moment, but decades past memories from World War II. It was a profound reminder of the immutable nature of some experiences and the wonderment of, if only we could turn back the clock, even just for a minute or a precious second, maybe we could have prevented some of the devastating catastrophes that war and death bring. But you know what? We cannot turn back time, not yet at least. However, what we can do is reverse our biological clock and prevent our own potential health catastrophes. Just as the Purple Heart remains a steadfast beacon of courage across generations, we too have the power to transcend time in our quest for agelessness. With advances in health and science, our quest to maintain an ageless vigor becomes more attainable. Let us seize the moment and harness the incredible possibilities that lie ahead. It is within reach. Let's explore the incredible possibilities that lie within our grasp. Why stem cells? Ah, the joys of good health. Or should I say the sudden turn from good to rotten? Picture this. I'm an Army Ranger and Green Beret officer, a fighting soldier from the sky, when suddenly a gust of wind tricks me up. Next thing I know, I'm plummeting to the ground, feet, butt, head. Not an Army-trained parachute landing fall, PLF. Lower back injury and all. Oh, the joys of unexpected adventures. But 30 years later, my dear wife came to the rescue. She discovered the wonders of stem cells and dragged me kicking and screaming, okay, maybe just grumbling, to Mexico for some stem cell and exosome treatment. And let me tell you, I owe her big time for enduring my penurious pessimism and doubting Thomas attitude. Against all odds, I healed, and I became the unofficial guinea pig for all the alternative medicines and treatments we could discover. Hey, if it works for me, it could work for you too. Let's face it, nobody cares more about me than me, and nobody cares more about you than you. That's why we're here on this wild quest for the Fountain of Youth. We can't turn back the clock to prevent our existing aches, diseases, or pesky sicknesses. But hey, we can eliminate inflammation, regenerate new tissue, and build some fresh cartilage for our joints. It is like hitting the reset button on our health. As you dive into this health manual, you'll be completing self-assessments to figure out the best way to proceed on your personal search for eternal youth. Oh, and get ready for a juicy secret. We'll explore why stem cell treatment seems like an exclusive club for the rich and famous, and how knowing the secret can be the answer to most of your life's struggles. Turns out some of our struggles are just symptoms of decisions we made a long time ago. But don't worry, we'll also look at all the traditional ways people waste time, money, and resources trying to regain their health. Let's not fall into those traps, shall we? Together, you and I can extend our time on this wonderful planet. And hey, quality of life matters too. We can buy a newfound quality of life, not just with money, but with time, resources, and energy. That's right. We're going to put those energies to good use, fitting healthful practices perfectly into our lifestyles. And here's a little extra spice for you. We'll delve into the fascinating world of Socratic hypnotherapy, which can eliminate stress-induced pain faster than you can say hocus pocus. Trust me, it's all about changing belief systems at the speed of thought. Get ready to have your mind blown. Now, let's talk economics. Investing in your health is not cheap. But don't worry about that. We'll explore how to price your strategy based on your health goals and how to build your own professional health building team. Oh, and I'll even spill the beans on how we organized our son's professional tennis health and training team. Game, set, match. So buckle up as we navigate the twists and turns of science, self-exploration, and limitless possibilities. Together we can design our own health, our own elite health strategies, and make this world a better place. It's a sacred privilege to share what I know with you as we wander through the advancing realms of science and the limitless wonders that lie ahead. If you decide you need some extra help implementing the strategies from this book, and who could blame you, just email me or my team at usmexsci@gmail.com and search out the site www.usmexicostemcellinstitute.com. Stem cell research in Tijuana, Mexico presents a myriad of opportunities and challenges. Leveraging insights from Leslie G. Portney's Foundations of Clinical Research, Applications to Evidence-Based Practice, it's evident that translating research into actionable clinical practices requires rigorous adherence to evidence-based principles. Tijuana, being a hotspot for medical tourism and advanced treatments, has seen a surge in stem cell therapy offerings. With this proliferation, safety and quality concerns naturally arise. Addressing these concerns head-on, the US-Mexico Stem Cell Institute has strategically partnered with ITC, the only laboratory approved by COFEPRIS Mexico's Federal Commission for the Protection Against Sanitary Risk. This collaboration ensures the highest standards of safety and efficacy in the treatments provided, aligning with Portney's emphasis on the necessity of evidence-based practice to guide clinical decisions. Central to Portney's framework is the collaborative essence of healthcare, where professionals across different specialties come together to navigate complex healthcare theories and methodologies. By integrating these principles, our aim is to position stem cell therapy within a context that is both scientifically rigorous and patient-centric, ensuring the best outcomes for those seeking treatment, like you.